This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We've talked quite a bit on the program of late about real-world retail and its malaise in the face of consumers doing more and more of their shopping online. Malls, in particular, are struggling as their anchor stores like Sears and Macy's are shutting down. But at least one part of the brick-and-mortar retail industry is still thriving: outlet malls. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank has that story.
The Promenade Mall in Woodland Hills in L.A.'s San Fernando Valley is dead on a recent Saturday afternoon. It's been struggling for years, and it's due to be demolished soon. A movie theater and some restaurants are still open, but almost all the shops are closed. The only people inside are a group of young girls running around and filming each other with iPhones. I asked one of their moms what's up.
Because it's completely abandoned. They're playing zombie. Here they come.
Marcilla Pittman says she's watched her neighborhood mall slowly fall apart.
Macy's was fantastic, and then they closed the Macy's. I can't even believe even the food court's closed.
Its owner, Westfield, is one of the largest mall companies in the world, but it won't be putting another mall here. Westfield is developing a $1.5 billion urban community with apartments, office towers, and a stadium instead. 15 miles up the 101 freeway at the Camarillo Premium Outlet Mall, it's a different world. Antsy drivers are making giant laps around the packed parking lot.
We come over here maybe once or twice a year when there's a good sale.
Alexis Rodriguez is holding bags of bags, new handbags from the Coach store. Ryan Newton drove an hour to this open-air shopping center. He says he's here for
discounts, the weather, and, just a little outing.
In the past 5 years, sales at outlet malls have doubled to about $50 billion, according to Green Street Advisors. USC clinical marketing professor Lars Perner says shoppers are seeking an experience, like the thrill of bargain hunting.
The outlet store malls that you don't see every day maintain much more of a mystique. They don't have the same familiarity, and there's something new to be found every time.
Developers have also been savvy, building outlets in places where people are already in the market for experiences, like near theme parks. They've also made them easy to get to, putting them just off busy highways. Suzanne Mulvey at CoStar says other developers are catching on.
Since 2013, we've added about 30 new outlet centers around the U.S. We've probably built 3 malls.
Retailers have found that when it comes to bricks and mortar, outlets are a better bet. They've become the most profitable distribution channel for some brands. That's partly because rents in outdoor malls are way cheaper than their temperature-controlled counterparts, says outlet industry consultant David Hinkle.
Then you couple the fact with many brands' sales performance out of their outlet stores exceed what they do in enclosed malls, and then it just becomes a good math problem.
The numbers work, Hinkle says, because shoppers are showing up and behaving differently than they do in other shopping centers.
The dwell time is longer. They typically bring more people with them. They shop more stores and they buy more.
Back at the Camarillo Outlet Mall, Gary Milbrox is resting on a wooden bench surrounded by Nike and Ralph Lauren shopping bags. He tells me that his job is running an online clothing store. So why is he shopping the good old-fashioned way?
Online for me, I think, is more of like when you have to get something either last minute or you don't feel like going out. But if you're looking for the outing or shopping, walking around, retail stores is the more fun part.
The challenge for outlet malls will be to maintain shoppers' excitement. Remember, once upon a time, traditional malls were the place to be. In Los Angeles, I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.